Chumas, Perek Hei Mishneh Hei. So what this Mishnah is going to deal with is when we take out one, when something is not Meduma, when let's say it's 101, so 100 versus 1, you take out the 1 and you treat it as if that 1 was Truma. So do we really look at it 100% as Truma? Or how do we look at that? So Saw Truma Shenufel Lameya, so if you had the Saw of Truma that fell into 100, so really it's Batal, Higbiya, and then what happens if you take it out? So you then take out 1, like according to everybody you're supposed to do, V'nufel L'makom Acher. But this 1 that you took out and to set aside to give as Truma in the place of the original one, as we know, because of you shouldn't be stealing it from Kohanim, you should be giving to them. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer midamas ketruma vadois. What if this one then accidentally falls into another heap? So the replacement one that you took out of the heap, now the replacement fell into another heap. So how do you look at that replacement? So Rabbi Eliezer Shita, as the replacement is looked at as mamish truma, and it's midamas, the other heap, the second heap that it falls into. That's how much you look at it as truma, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the same one that fell in is the same one you took out. So the way the Rav explains is that we first have to understand when this one falls into 100, it's batal. And it's almost as if that each sa'a has within it one 101st. That's the way the Mefarshim explained the Rav. It's one 101st of truma. Meaning there's like a sliver of truma in every sa'a. That's how you look at it. And it's always batal. That each sa'a is batal. So when I take out one sa'a from these 100 sa'as, this one saw that I'm taking out has a tiny amount of truma in it that also is batal. So that's the cheshbon. And this is the way the Rash learns, because what happens now, according to the Rash, is that if this saw falls into anything else, so of course it's not going to aser, because just the saw itself is mutter. Because there's more than 100 versus the truma inside each and every saw. So what actually happens, according to the Chum? So what you would actually do is you would just take out the sliver, one 101st, or however you say that, of a saw of this entire mixture. In other words, that same little sliver, that one 101st of a saw, you remove that from the second pile. The point is that when you take out one, we don't look at it as mamish truma. So when you make the new calculation, when it falls into the second heap, the calculation you'd have to make is the sliver of truma that fell into this saw, the 101 of truma that fell into this large amount, the second heap. It's obviously batal. And the chiddush is also that you have to actually take out that little sliver to give it to a kohen.